The local food movement, comprised of individual and neighborhood gardens, has created renewed interest in food preservation. For more than 100 years, County Extension agents have worked within communities teaching the art and science of canning. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich, who's preserved blueberries, applesauce, and okra, takes us to the county fair to meet an Extension agent who is a master food preservationist.
Temperatures hover around 100 degrees this afternoon on this, the final weekday of the 2013 Washington County Fair. Farm families tend to livestock in breezy barns. A girl named Emily gives her prize goat Rebel a bath. Since last weekend, fairgoers have enjoyed the Beauty Queen contest, gospel music, daily pig races, tractor pulls, and of course the carnival. But county fairs are also big reunions where farm families show off their best livestock, horticulture, and preserves, vying for that much coveted blue ribbon.
In my 19 years with Extension, I've never seen so many people. I am new to this. Tell me how to enter.
Washington County Extension Service Agent Linda Chapel, an expert food preservationist and judge in other counties, gathers up jars of winning preserves from a display rack and sets them on a red checked cloth covered table as a big swamp cooler and huge fans hum around us.
Products like salsa, tomato juice, or they might have a full garden and they've got green beans and corn and carrots. We even have carrots this year, so that's kind of new. We also have honey. We'll have people with honey, all kinds of jellies. A lot of your first time food preservation folks, they can do jelly very easily. You don't have to have a pressure canner to do that. It's just a water bath process, so we'll have a lot of varieties of jelly. So that, and they're pretty excited. They come back and they see their ribbons and they're ecstatic when they see they've got a blue ribbon.
Novel preserves are also appearing at local county fairs.
People are getting a lot more adventuresome, so we have dried mushrooms. Dehydrators are really popular. We have dried mushrooms. This one is dried zucchini. We have a really wonderful, fragrant dried lavender. They just grew different herbs in their garden and dried them, and you smell them and you pinch them.
Linda Chapel learned the art of food preservation as a girl raised on a dairy farm between Blue Eye, Missouri and Berryville.
I actually began in my mom and my grandma's kitchen. So when you know how to do, so I can't remember not going through a year and not canning. You know, my age grandparents, they still can. They still have a garden, they still can. But then we kind of skipped a generation, but it's coming back.
Evidenced by the increasing number of entries into the county fair, as well as inquiries for office, she said. Linda Chapel says food preservation was a common practice through the Great Depression. But after the war, modern homemakers, especially in urban areas, took to store-bought. But many American farm families still put up their own vegetables and fruits. Over 1,000 entries at this county fair. The USDA and County Cooperative Extension System historically are recognized as the most credible sources for science-based recommendations for food preservation.
Every county has Extension homemakers, and in each county, so there are clubs that are throughout the county. In the communities, we're still very much community-based. So there will be a club in Elkins and Goshen and Bethel Heights, so all the different communities, and then there'll be officers, and then those officers come in to form our county council.
Extension councils decide programming, including food preservation classes.
First, you can go to uaex.edu and click on publications. Our website's pretty easy to find things, and if you just want to know how to preserve tomatoes, you can go there. Or if you want to know how to grow tomatoes, it'll take you to a different spot, and it's in the agriculture section on growing tomatoes. Or you can call our office. I would much rather you call my office and visit with me. I will talk to you, figure out exactly what you want to do, and I'll be glad to send you some stuff in the mail, or you can drop by. And we have three wonderful secretaries in our office here in Washington County. And they are more than happy to find you what you need. So our number is 444-1755. Come by and see us, and we'd love to help you get started in this or help you.
Linda Chapel is one of only a handful of food extension agents in Arkansas that's expert on food preservation. She also teaches safe restaurant food preparation certification courses. So what's the cost of the extension service canning classes?
Most classes are free or just for cost of supplies, like what it costs us to buy the jars, the sugar, or the vegetables. One of the easiest things, of course, is dehydrating. You just slice them very thin and then put them in a dehydrator or an oven or a solar oven. The next to that would be freezing. There are things you can freeze very easily, squash that you're gonna turn into bread, that's my favorite. Or some people love corn that is frozen. Some things don't freeze as well, they get a little tough. Of course, that requires freezer space. Not everybody has a big freezer. So if you don't want to do that, you can water bath certain items that's a little more of an acidy food, like tomatoes. They need to have enough acid in them that they don't have to be pressured. So pressure canning is the most labor intensive, and it has to be very specific on times and the amount of pressure, you know, 10 or 15 pounds of pressure. But we have very specific, again, guidelines. It's just a recipe on what you follow and how you do it.
And it's super satisfying to hear cooling jars of preserves pop as the metal lids contract and seal. Now, if they don't, no problem. Simply refrigerate immediately and consume the item within a few days. Cleanliness is key. Everything needs to be sterilized. Jars should have no nicks, and lids need to be new. Screw tops can be reused, but show no rust. Agricultural Extension Service offices publish clear, scientifically based instructions. Growing your own food, whether on porch pots, backyard beds, or in community gardens, is on the rise, and Americans are looking towards old traditions.
People do want to be able to raise their own food and be more self-sufficient. We actually had a call this week on somebody that they actually said they kind of live off the grid. They want to learn food preservation so that they can take care of their family. So we actually are getting those very specific questions. People just want to be able to take care of themselves.
So which preserve won best in show? Linda Chapel picks up a jar of orange marmalade.
Perfect. It's perfectly shaped and it just looks like something you definitely want to eat.
Imagine spooning that onto your English muffin some blustery morning this coming winter. Heaven. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
If you'd like to learn more about the University of Arkansas Division of Agriculture Research and Extension Service, you can go to uaex.edu, then just choose your county. And if you'd like to hear a collection of historic interviews with Extension homemakers from around the state, you can search the feature section on the Pryor Center for Arkansas Oral and Visual History website at pryorcenter.uark.edu.